Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of E-Water Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B, or its affiliates.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Love is Life with Deselina. Today, ladies and gents, is our last show for the year. Can you believe we made it? Such a short term. We got a chance to know each other a little better. And most of all, we got a chance to know a little bit more about ourselves, more about love, what to do with it, how to do with it, how to deal, how to make it work. But guess what, folks? We are not done with the love learning. Today's topic, let's talk about it, about keeping, today's topic is that we want to be able to understand what did we give this year and what do we hope that the next will bring. And, you know, with understanding how love works, how life works, how people work, we have to understand understand the position where we are and to get to that transition of where we need to be. So today, ladies and gents, I got some incredible music. I had to dig in the crates. I am in the vicinity of Arizona, Glendale, Arizona, and I'm so excited to be with family this year. So I left part of my family this year to go to another part, but it's all love, and I'm beyond excited. So coming to you first, you know, it's my girl. I love her so much. Whitney, I believe in you and me because I believe in you, and I hope you believe in me. I hope everything that we got a chance to discuss this year has been great. So if you have some questions, comments, want to shout out some love before the show is done for the year, call in 323-642-1757.
Baby,
All right. Thanks, Whitney. So, as you're tuning in, this is Love is Life with Desalina. I am here on my vacay, but ready to spend a daycay with you guys. So, again, I am basically on location. I'm super excited. I'm in the city of Arizona. If you are here, send me a hug, kiss, love. A prayer is always accepted. I want to, again, just tap into this year, reflect on all the things that we learned about love, what it is, how to use it, when to use it, when does it hurt, when does it feel good, when to modify the love. So we talked about quite a bit this year, and now we are on to the next, kind of like Jay-Z, on to the next, on to the next. If you haven't heard that song, I feel sorry for you. I'm going to need you to Spotify, Apple, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook may still carry it. I'm not really sure, but most of all, go right to them. Check out the title. Him and Bay are doing obviously fabulous things because that's what they do. So, moving on. What did you hope to get out of this year? What did you hope to receive? If you were on your own doing things differently, did it come out the way you wanted to? Did you get a chance to modify those things? Did you love yourself through it? Did you challenge yourself to accept to love yourself? Because as I spoke with certain people this year, some didn't really feel like they were worthy of self-love or self-care. And it was pretty concerning to me. And some nights I was just really frazzled with the idea that some of us still feel that they are undeserving of love, to love themselves, to say, you know what, I'm going to say yes to me. I'm going to do something for me without having resentment behind it or feeling guilty. So we have to think differently for the next year. 2020. I'm sure you guys are like, hey, 2020 time, it's 2020. Well, keep in mind when we go to the optometrist and we go get our eye exams from Costco to JCPenney to whatever insurance that will allow that you make your appointments with, 2020 is always that number we hope to have good vision. So listen up, ladies and gents. Don't hope for 2020 when your vision is clogged, when it's blocked, you have floaters, you have a cataract, you have a spiritual, emotional cataract that is clogging your path. I have to be a little real to you guys because I want to make sure you understand how important it is to be able to accept yourself, where you are, where you've been, and where you're going. Do you know how far you're going to get? Do you know by me just saying, I believe in you, I am pushing, promoting batches of positive energy, well-being, love, prosperity, good health on to you. Whoever hears this broadcast, I don't care if it's tomorrow, I don't care if it's a week from now, I don't care if it's the next year, but I'm going to push all of that good vibes, juju, into your future because I believe you can. Now, granted, it's going to be scary as heck because it's something new. You're going to feel uncomfortable. Because it's something new. Think of yourself as a seed trying to push through soil, a foot of soil. Or I think we're supposed to bury a plant a seed about maybe about 4 to 6 inches, something like that. But just think, it took time for us to get here, and it's going to take time for us to get out to the next destination. So we have to push, sprout. Push to get to the sunshine. that sunshine is your top of your game. And then you're not going to just stay there and dwell. You're going to manifest onto the next great thing. So my goal for you guys, push. Don't stop. You could slow down. You don't have to sprint. It's a marathon of life that endures so many beautiful things. So don't think that you have lost anything. It's just you learned a lot. Everything negative that you see, switch it out. Replace it. Replace it with something good. So many people are hurting, but no one is loving. So if I'm giving you tools, give somebody else a tool. We're going to upcycle. That's what we're going to do. And it's going to be amazing because I believe you can do it. I think that you are awesome. You are incredible. And when you're feeling down, only place you can go is up. And I'm not saying go up to the upper room, but you can go up. Do something different. Do something different. So today, I'm not going to talk your heads off, but I'm going to play some jams that hopefully put you in a good mood. And if it reminds you of somebody who was in your life, who was monumental, was a staple of your upbringing, don't think about what you lost if they're not here anymore. Think about the love that you gained that couldn't have been there, but it was. And all the beautiful lessons that that person was able to share to help you grow into an amazing person that you are or that you're going to become. All right, let's level up, guys. Here we go. Ella Fitzgerald, Sleigh Ride.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy-yap, 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 let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy-yap, 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 it's grand, just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy, are we? We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Boom, 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 boom
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry.
Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find, the kids are gonna love you so. Leave a toy for Johnny, leave a doll for Mary, leave something pretty for Donnie, and don't forget about Gary. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Tell him James Brown sent you. Go straight to the ghetto. You know that I know what you will see, 'cause that was once me. Hit it, hit it. You see mothers and soul brothers. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, oh Lord, go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find, kids are gonna love you so. Still have your stock and your fine, to know that they need you so. I'm begging you, Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. If anyone wanna know, tell them Hank Ballard told me so. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Never thought I'd realize I'd be singing a song with water in my eyes. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Don't leave nothing for me, I've had my chance, you see. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, the soul brother needs so. Santa Claus.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
All right, welcome back, welcome back. You're just tuning in. This is Love is Like with Desalina. Last show for the year, guys. I'm excited. Again, very honored and blessed and humbled to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Love you, love you, love you. Really mean it, because dedication is everything. Learning how to, or been taught how to just keep my word on things, has just been the best source of information that my dad, who raised me, he just instilled. He just always told us, your word is everything, and always keep your word. Otherwise, you'll be a sucker. When I play James Brown, I think of my dad. That he was a war vet. He was awesome. He just had a lot of analogies. He had a very infectious laugh. And he made us think differently because he didn't think differently. And it just made us, I feel like, better people, better thinkers. And he pushed us to become better people always. So I'm so grateful to been able to be blessed with someone to come into my life and do what was necessary and that was not asked of him. So he was pretty much a rock star with that. So if you have any questions, comments, you want to tune in to just throw in some 2 cents, plus 5-323-642-1757. Today I'm going to play a lot of jams, a lot and lots of jams. But we talked about what we thought we were getting out of this year. I'm going to throw some things out there and see what you think. I feel like you should have got much more respect. I hope you completed your list that you made on the turning point, the clock striking 12 for 2019. I hope at least half the list got done. I will be ecstatic to know if all the things got done, because it feels good to feel accomplished. What else could I say? I would hope that you found love. And if you didn't find it with someone else, just what if you found it with yourself? And you never knew that he, she, they, them, whatever you identify with, you found it. Because there's no cap on love. It just happens, right? Where some people feel like, you know, I just don't know how. I wasn't looking for anybody. It just happened. And sometimes you can also find that with yourself. And that's my whole goal. So we're discussing this. What did we find? I found things that I never thought I would be able to do until it was just bestowed upon me from information from other people that it could be possible. This is what could happen. And I loved it. I loved it, loved it, loved it. now, with the tools that I've been given, I just want to share it with you. So next year, what are we going to do? What are we going to do, guys? Tell me. Call me in. You can always hit me on a DM, Love is Life with Desalina, on Instagram. Tell me, what are your plans? What do you think will be some good plans? We always say we're going to start a cleanse, we're going to lose some weight, we're going to do this, do that. So I would say let's plan differently. We know at the top of the year, those gym memberships are like hot off the press. Thank you, gyms. However, don't go signing up until you've been able to successfully change the way you're eating. Now, I'm not saying, oh, don't you go out and have a hamburger. Yeah, go have it. Get you a hamburger. But that doesn't mean you have to eat all of it. So everything in modification, portion control, chewing control. So if weight is a factor of your health, I want you to be healthy. I want you to love yourself in a way that nobody else can. I want you to be very cautious of what you put in your body and how you put it in, how it's received. So if you swallowing whole burgers and fries and scrapping down a milkshake, I'm going to need you to chew that burger a little bit or have the person, the server, cut it in half. And you take your 20, 15, 20 bites, 20 chews, and then you swallow. You take time out to chew those fries up, and then you swallow. I want you to just do your best so you can be at your best. You can be at your A game. You'd be surprised how much you'll lose just by doing that. When it comes to working out, I want you to find if you don't know what to do, have a conversation with a potential trainer. Get an understanding with that person so that way you have a great rapport. You just don't want to jump on someone's gym mat and they're being abusive. If you have ailments, you have things going on, they need to understand that you have boundaries and you are a paying customer, but you want to be able to be heard. If there is, even when it comes to physicians, if you feel like you're not being heard, you have the option to go to someone else. You have options. And that is taking step number one. And self-care and self-love. Saying, hey, I'm not about to be bullied by somebody I'm paying. That's shenanigans. Knock it off. So you want to set new goals. But you want to make sure that they are livable. You don't want to do something that's going to hurt you and you regret ever signing up or doing this, that. No, you want to make good goals so you can have better quality. This year, coming up, 2020, you want to have a good vision where you have amazing quality of life. And I think you can get there. I know you can. It just takes a step. All right, so we heard Eartha Kitt, James Brown, Ella Fitzgerald, and we start the show with Whitney. Let's continue. Let's see, who should I play? Who should be next? I don't want to slow it down too much, but let's give a little drum beat to, oh, there's so many good choices I got here. I want to dance. Let's see. Typically when you walk into my family's house, there's always some Frankie Beverly and Maze popping off. So let's start with them. And let's keep this party going. All right, Frankie Beverly and Maze, Before I Let Go. And no, Beyonce did not do that song first. She covered for him, so make sure you do your history. She did an amazing job. I enjoyed Homecoming. I could watch it forever and ever. And maybe if I dance along to it, I could probably fit in one of those majorette outfits. If not, I'm okay with my joggers that I get from Costco. And yes, I am a sister on a budget, and I like to save my money. All right, anyway, here you go.
Whoa, Christmas. silent night, holy night. All is calm, all is bright round yon virgin mother and child. Holy so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy
Jigger hand,
right, so we are back. I just want to give my final thoughts and love off to you guys. I hope this Christmas is just not something you feel obligated. I want you to feel obligated to just enjoying your life, despite whatever has happened, despite whatever trials and tribulations that got you to this point of your life. Know that you didn't lose anything. You learned everything. And most of all, you got a chance to learn yourself and know yourself in different areas that you probably didn't even think existed or tapped into. Remember that you are awesome. You're amazing. You can do anything. And if anyone doesn't believe in you that you can become whatever your heart's desire, I do. I think you can do it. So I'm going to leave you guys with one of my family classic songs. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy Kwanzaa. The Temptations, Silent Night.
Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring. Not even a mouse.
In my mind, I want you to be free. Ooh. For all of my friends, would you listen to me? What I say, we wish you a
Merry Christmas
to me.
I had one wish.
Temptations.